The stock market continues its slump today after just an absolutely cheerless week on Wall Street. The Dow dropped more than 450 points, or 2%, yesterday as the government marches headlong toward a partial shutdown. It's Friday, so let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, December is typically one of the best months for the stock market, but the Dow has dropped more than 1,500 points since last Friday. Some analysts are wondering if this is going to be the worst December since the Great Depression.
Yeah, it's quite a turn of events here. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons being trotted out as for why. But, you know, in a nutshell, it's basically that the economic data is still very strong, but it's missing economists' estimates at a pretty consistent rate. And that's causing concern about the outlook going forward, that growth is going to really weaken substantially. And while right now the economy is strong enough that it seems like it can weather these interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve, when you add in that uncertainty about the future, it's making people very nervous, especially when you throw in things like the trade war and the political uncertainty that we're seeing.
Fed policy, which we've talked about, all those things.
Yeah. Right, right. When you add it all up, it's you know, obviously spooking a lot of investors. And at the end of the year, it just seems like there's no one's in the mood to be a risk taker in the stock market. I've seen massive inflows into money market mutual funds, which are basically just safe, almost, you know, savings accounts. So a lot of people are just parking their cash in them and waiting to see how this turns out.
The NASDAQ, which is heavy with tech stocks, is approaching bear territory, which means it's down almost 20% from its high watermark. What's it going to take to calm these markets down?
Well, I think a few things would help. You know, the big question is whether the Federal Reserve will eventually respond to the simply to the market action itself. You know, their mandate obviously is to get us to full employment and to keep inflation in check. But it's sort of considered an unspoken mandate that they'll also react to volatility like this because it has the potential to damage the economy going forward. So also if that data firms up, those economic numbers firm up, and if there's any sort of signs of a truce in the trade war. This week it was almost the opposite with these Chinese government officials being indicted for hacking into U.S. corporations and government computers. That's really being viewed as a sign that the trade war is getting actually worse.
You mentioned the government shutdown. It will help markets, I'm sure, if the government can avoid that. But I want to ask you about a different kind of shutdown, the one at Gatwick Airport. Yesterday, outside of London, drones flying above the airport grounded all these flights on a very busy, busy day for travel. Major impact. We're seeing reports of more drones today. What should we take away from that situation?
Yeah, this is one of the craziest stories I've seen in a while. I actually had a colleague trying to fly from Gatwick to Dublin who was just stranded all day. Ironically, it's not the first time that drones have shut down airports. The airport in New Zealand was shut for a little while because of drones a while back. The Dubai International Airport had to shut down. And a drone actually collided with a Mexican airliner not too long ago.
Right.
And, you know, it's an issue that airports are aware of and they know they have to deal with. But I don't think anyone expected this type of action. You know, they're saying there were 50 drone spottings yesterday. So it's clearly a coordinated effort to disrupt travel.
Mike Regan, thanks so much for your time.
Yep.